Today, the Your Hometown Tour makes a stop in the beautiful suburb of Elgin. Ride with us all day as we show you what some call the city in the suburbs. Come on, let's explore Elgin.
The mayor of Elgin is David Captain. Good morning, Mr. Mayor. What's new? How's business in Elgin these days?
Good morning. We're doing well. We're growing, one of the fastest growing communities in Illinois, and we're very proud of our community and welcome everybody to come out and take a look.
I haven't been out your way in quite a while, but I remember the late, great Floyd Brown, who worked at WGN for many years, lived in Elgin, was very active in the community. Did you know Floyd?
I certainly did, yes, and his wife Betty as well, and a great loss to our community. And when I first met Floyd, that was over 20 years ago. We were both received an Image Award from the city of Elgin at the same time, and I mm-hmm. thought at that time, boy, did David Captain get close to a giant, and
yeah.
He was a great man.
No question about it. I was fortunate enough to get to know him when I was a kid, an NBC page, and he was an NBC staff announcer back then. Talk about Elgin and your favorite hangouts. You want to give us a breakfast, lunch, or dinner recommendation to start? Interesting places to go that maybe people don't know about?
Sure. One of the places that's become an institution in Elgin is Paul's Restaurant. It's been around for many, many years. Always busy. They survived through the pandemic, and they've become a great place for people to sit and meet and have their breakfast together. And always busy, very reasonable prices. And I think that's a place that people have enjoyed for many, many years in Elgin.
What's the name of it again, Mr. Mayor?
Paul's on the McLean Boulevard in Elgin.
Paul's, did you say?
Paul's, yes.
Mm-hmm, got it. This is interesting. In addition to being the mayor of Elgin, David Captain was the chief chemist and director of process control for the Fox River Water Reclamation District. And I know you have dealt with other mayors of other communities about water. And recently in the news, we talked about these forever chemicals in fish. Should we be afraid? Should we be afraid to eat fish now, Mayor?
A lot of work that has to be done yet. You know, I think that this is becoming a great unknown for us. And my time goes back, you know, back into the I called myself a Clean Water Act baby. Mm-hmm. And I was involved with analysis of wastewater and the Fox River for many, many years. We did water analysis at that time for the city. But we started to look at pesticides. And I think this is at the stage that was back that long a time ago. We don't know exactly how toxic these materials are, what their effects are, what the limits are. And it took years for the EPA and for laboratories around the country to come up with standards for pesticides in people. And alarm bells start going off, and I think that's where we're at right now. And there are literally hundreds of these forever chemicals, and mm-hmm. going to take a long time to sort our way through.
Meantime, just to be safe, I'll just go to Paul's and have a hamburger. And before we let you go, Mayor Captain, if someone's heading out your way and they only have maybe a few hours to spend in Elgin, what would you tell them to do? What would you tell them to see?
Certainly enjoy the riverfront. We have a great bike path runs along the riverfront. There's opportunities in downtown Elgin for arts and entertainment. If you schedule your time out here, the Elgin Symphony plays at the Hemmons Cultural Center, and I think it's an opportunity for people to come and view the Fox River, and we're right on the edge. We always talk about us being on the edge, and I say we have 1 foot in the urban area and 1 foot out in farmland, and 10 minutes, you can go out and look at corn and cows on one side of Elgin, and the rest is urban setting. So please come out and enjoy our bike path and enjoy our riverfront.
Sounds great. Mayor Captain, thank you very much. We're enjoying putting the spotlight on your community, Elgin, today on WGN. Have a good one.
Thank you. You too.
To get more Your Hometown content and submit suggestions for your hometown, visit WGNRadio.com/Your Hometown.